Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border, blanketing farms, ranches, and small town USA. We go now to Fays, South Dakota, a town famous for its T-Rexes and tremendous cattle herds, and bid good morning to Dace Harper, owner of Faith Livestock Auction. Now, Dace, you're a beef expert from beef country. What is your favorite cut of steak, sir, and how do you take it?
I eat a ribeye and medium rare.
Medium rare. No well done for you, right?
No.
All right. Any steak sauce on that, or you take it straight up, or secret special sauces?
Salt and pepper seems to work.
I like it. Did you ever try Rick's seasoning salt?
No, I haven't.
I'll have to get you a truckload. It's good stuff. Now, tell us a little bit about the rich history of legendary Faith Livestock.
Back in 1960, the Vances, it was ended up coming to Faith, and then they run it, and then Gary took over, his son, in the 80s there, and then he run it up till 2017 when me and Mason Dieterle purchased it from the Vance family, and then me and Mason run it together for the last 6 years, and then last summer Mason sold me his part. The whole deal out here is a lot of people use livestock auctions, so it's been a pretty successful barn throughout the years.
Absolutely. Now, what areas do you pull cattle from?
Mostly northwestern South Dakota, but we do see some cattle come from North Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming.
All right. Where are most of these cattle shipped to? I understand you have a big buyer base.
Yeah, we pretty much all the surrounding states, of course, get a lot of them. Southeast South Dakota is a big buyer from a lot of our cattle. But then, you go straight, draw a line straight down to Texas and all the states in between, Oklahoma, Kansas. Probably one of the farthest I've ever sent them is we've sent them over to Virginia. And we've also sent cattle. One time some cattle come from 20 miles south of the Canadian border. We sold them in Faith and they ended up 20 miles north of the Mexican border in southern New Mexico.
Wow, what a trip. Holy mackerel, that's a haul, huh?
That would be a trip.
Now, we understand you have two massive sales coming up. Tell us about them briefly, if you would, please.
This Monday, the 19th, is our barbecue sale, and we'll have about 5,000 yearlings. Packages open, heifers on up to big strings of yearlings. And then the following week, we'll have another yearling sale. We got a big string of spay heifers. And also, we still sell some sheep here in Faith, and the next Monday after that is our sheep sale, and we'll have a couple thousand lambs on that.
All right, and I understand you have a big one coming up the first week in October.
Yeah, all of October we sell calves on Mondays, 5,000-6,000 the first Monday, and then it'll jump up to 9,000-11,000 calves every Monday. And then livestock week here is a three-day deal at the 14th, 15th, and 16th, and our calf sale on Monday will be mostly black-headed calves, and we'll sell about 10,000. On Wednesday, we'll sell about 6,000 Charolais calves.
Awesome. Now, Dace Harper, thank you so much for being part of America's Hot Barn Report. Happy to have you folks in Faith on board.
You bet. Glad to be with you, Monty.
Where's the beef?
You have a good one.